Hey, how you doing? You're listening to the Shine the Five Method with CJ. I'm your host, Kristen N. James, aka CJ, the creator of the Shine the Five Method. What is that, you may be asking? It is a trusted system to help 9-to-5 women push past mediocrity so they can shine in their own businesses. So if you are juggling a 9-to-5 with a side business right now, then this is for you. Let's work together on breaking up with your employee mindset so you can be in the driver's seat of your life. So buckle up. It's going to be a fun, sometimes bumpy ride, but girl, I'll get you there. Hello, hello. You are back for another episode to hang out a little bit more with your girl, CJ. I see what's going on here. You like hanging out with me. I'm so flattered. So what are we going to talk about today, my friend? How about taking advantage of your power hour? Have you heard about that? And you know what? When I looked it up, no, I'm not going to be talking about the drinking game. I am sorry to disappoint you. No drinking games, at least not today. Talking about the other kind of power hour. It's something that I learned about when I participated in a mastermind a few years back, and I have since adapted and adopted this mentality and applied it to my business. And I feel like since you have a full-time job and you're running a side business and you're also trying to live a life on top of all of that, it might be important to take advantage of your power hour. You should be taking advantage of your power hour anyway. Now, what is that? I keep saying it, power hour, power hour. I just love saying it, right? It's fun to say. It is something that was coined by Gretchen Rubin, the author of The Happiness Project. And the definition is basically in the term itself, right? Power hour. So at what time do you feel most powerful? It's how, if you want to define it literally. But your power hour is just when, and by when, I mean what time or what hour do you feel most productive? When you feel most alert? And you can use this time to work on the tasks that you don't enjoy very much, but they need to be done. So these are the low priority things, the things that you kind of tend to keep putting off, but you know you really need to get around to that thing. You really need to get that thing done. You see where I'm going here. First of all, disclaimer, bookkeepers, don't come for me. I did not send for you, okay? But we are going to use bookkeeping as an example. God bless. First of all, can we just say God bless bookkeepers? Because we absolutely, positively need them. Their organizational skills and their eye for detail and just honoring deadlines and just getting things done for us, right? Getting all our paperwork and all that stuff in order. Bookkeepers usually come when you know you're ready to scale your business. So you might be at a point in your side biz where you're not really in a position to hire a bookkeeper. You are your bookkeeper, right? But you tend to keep putting that bookkeeping off. You need to get around to it because it'll just keep piling up and piling up. It's not going to go away. It's not going to go anywhere. It's kind of like brushing something under the rug, right? Eventually, sweeping it under the rug, eventually it's going to turn into a mound and you're going to trip over it. You don't want to trip over your bookkeeping. So it will help to take advantage of your power hour, that time of day when you feel most productive. Now, we talked about is when you feel most productive. We know it's you want to kind of look at the low priority things. Maybe, you know, you think about an hour, literally an hour, and then they very much must be done, right? But here's what to keep in mind, especially since you have a full-time job. How much time have you committed to your side biz? First of all, let's think about that. Since we're talking about power hour, we're talking about time. We're always going to talk about time, especially when you're trying to manage a 9-to-5 and a side business. Ooh, I almost slipped and called it a side hustle. That's a whole other episode for a whole other day. Don't get me started on the using the word hustle. We're not talking about that today. your power hour. So think about how much time you can actually put into it. And then when you do that, identify the tasks that you want to complete in your side biz, as well as the tasks that you don't want to complete but must get done. Again, bookkeepers, don't come for me, but I'm going to keep using you as an example. So you want to get your bookkeeping done. You create your to-do list. You check off what's a priority. And there are going to be the things that are priority. There are going to be the things that will spark joy. There are going to be the things about your side biz that you thoroughly love doing it. You can't wait to do more of it. But if you want to treat this, unless, you know, it's a little hobby and maybe a little change here or there, if you want to treat this like a growing business, there are also going to be the tasks that you don't quite enjoy. Okay? So that's what we're talking about. If you want to treat this like a growing business, it helps to find your power hour. When you create your to-do list or your task list, whatever you call it for that day, check out my previous episodes just about simplifying goal setting and staying consistent in your time management in your business, in your side business. But once you identify those tasks that to-do, you create that to-do list, and you look at the things that are low priority, but you must get them done. And remember, you're just thinking about an hour. So in that hour, you want to work in shorter time frames, right? Give yourself, in that power hour, give yourself half an hour. Let's say half an hour to work on your bookkeeping. And whatever you get done in that half an hour, it's still so much better than putting it off, sweeping it under the rug, right? You've got a little bit done. You've put a little bit of a dent in all the stuff that you've been ignoring. But when you work in a shorter time frame, we'll go with half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever you will, you're focusing on one task at a time during that shorter time frame. Okay? One task. Focus. It's only 30 minutes or 45 minutes. You will be amazed at how quickly that time will go by, right? And then be sure to take a break after you complete that task. If it's, you know, during your power hour, take a break in between the things that you need to do and pat yourself on the back for completing a task. Pat yourself on the back for focusing on one thing for half an hour, 45 minutes, knowing that there's so many things that you do want to get done. So celebrate that, right? Pat yourself on the back. All right, I got this done. Check. You can check it off the list, he said. And then when you create the to-do list, you're not just putting bookkeeping on the to-do list. You're saying 30 minutes for bookkeeping, because now you're also looking at your calendar. You're looking at, you know, the time frames that you're working within. And when you know that it is within that time frame, you say 30 minutes bookkeeping. So you can check that off, okay? And be okay, please. I can't stress this enough. Yes, it's a power hour. Yes, you're feeling most productive. Yes, you're working on the things that might be a lower priority, but they do need to get done. Be okay with not getting everything on your to-do list done. Okay? You are working within a limited time frame, because this is still a side biz. So you have to be very, very strict with your time and how you manage your time. Your to-do list might be an arm's length long. That's okay. Look at what's a priority. Look at what brings you joy. Look at what's lower priority. Take that low priority thing and say, okay, during my power hour, I'm going to work on this for half an hour, and be proud of that. Be okay with not getting every single thing done on your to-do list. The goal isn't to be able to check everything off on your to-do list. The goal is to get things done. And so, yeah, you create this to-do list, it's got 10 items on the list, and then you're bouncing from this thing to this thing to this thing to this thing to this thing. Oh, you're all over the place, because now you got these 10 items on a to-do list, and you got to make sure you dip your hand in each and every single one of them. It is a power hour, okay? It's not a power through hour. You're not trying to rush through to get things done. It's just to help you to focus, is to help you to better manage your time. It's also to help you identify your priorities. Identify if you do have, maybe there might be certain deadlines. There you might have a show, depending on what your side biz is, or you might have a client coming up or a project that you're working on, and you need to be able to be in control of your time. So yes, you create the to-do list and the task list, but also look at time frames within which you can work on those items. So if it's something that needs to be, it's probably a really big project, you might want to chip away at it every single evening or whenever you're not working or whenever you don't have some other commitment in your life. Because remember, we're setting realistic goals. So if it's a big project, you chip away at it for an hour each evening or morning or afternoon, whatever time you feel most productive, right? It's a power hour, not a power through hour. We're not trying to rush. It's not a race. It's a marathon. It's not a race. You are not racing against anyone. You are just trying to be in better control of your time. So take advantage of your power hour. Identify your power hour. Identify the time of day when you can commit to working on your side biz that you feel most productive. And that's it. It's just another simple tip to help you with your time management when it comes to running your side biz. So that is it for today. Have I mentioned the Shine to Five membership? Have you checked out the Shine to Five membership? Do you know what I'm talking about when I say the Shine to Five membership? Because we're going to be touching on all of these kinds of things on topics during in the Shine to Five membership. So be sure to go to the show notes. Join our mailing list so you don't miss out on the details for the Shine to Five membership and join the movement. Thank you so much for being here with me today, and I will see you, or you'll hear me, I should say, at the next episode. All right, that's it for now. Question, what was your biggest takeaway? I'd love for you to share your thoughts in a review, and better yet, share this with a friend that you believe needs to hear this. If you are ready to make your side biz your main gig, which means taking center stage so you can shine in your business, I invite you to connect with me. My website is kristenandjames.com, or you can find me on any social media platform at kristenandjames. Take care until next time, and as I always say, have a sparkling day.